The great inflation debate continues.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. Some people say this recession puts us in danger of deflation. Others say all the government spending will push us into inflation. This morning, score a point for the inflation crowd as the government said consumer prices shot up in June by the largest amount in 11 months. However, the deflation watchers will point out a big reason for the increase was soaring gas prices, and that has begun to reverse. Yesterday, the government said wholesale inflation jumped in June, too, also thanks partly to the rising energy costs. Today in the White House Rose Garden, President Obama is expected to lobby for a health care overhaul plan that was announced yesterday by House Democrats. It would insure almost all Americans at a cost of more than $1 trillion over 10 years. And it took about 10 minutes for business lobbyists to react. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
The House bill would fund the push for universal coverage with tax hikes on top wage earners. And there would be penalties for all but the very smallest businesses if they don't cover their workers. They'd be charged 8% of payroll. The reaction from business groups has been swift and sharp. A lobbyist for the National Federation of Independent Business says it costs too much and has way too much government involvement. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is zeroing in on the tax hikes, almost 5.5% for someone earning more than $1 million. The chamber says higher income taxes will keep small business owners from growing their companies and hiring new workers. The Senate is working slower on its version of health care reform, and there's less appetite there for tax hikes on the wealthy or penalties on business. But the Senate is looking at taxing employer-provided health benefits for the highest earners. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And stay tuned, because in a few minutes we ask the question, if you have donated an organ, will insurance companies say you have a pre-existing condition? First, we do the numbers. Goldman Sachs, Intel, even Johnson & Johnson showed better than expected profits yesterday. This morning, European markets are up almost 2%. Many Asian markets jumped at least as much, although Japan was flat. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow added 27 points and closed at 8,359. In France, there is a dramatic protest going on at a factory where workers facing possible layoffs are threatening to blow up the plant unless they get better severance packages. From our European desk, Stephen Beard reports.
The workers at a Nortel telecom equipment factory near Paris have placed cylinders of gas around the plant. They say they'll blow it up as early as today if their demands are not met. 480 of their jobs are to go, and they want a payoff worth around $130,000 each. French press reports claim the cylinders are empty, but the Nortel workers are clearly in an angry mood. They're also threatening to close the nearby highway with a bonfire of burning tyres. Jacques Miard is a conservative member of the National Assembly.
Of course, I hope they will not put their threat into action, but it shows that in France we still have, let's say, a kind of revolutionary spirit still acting among this nation.
This is the second threat to blow up a factory in France in less than a week. And across the country in recent months, there have been a spate of so-called boss-napping incidents carried out by laid-off workers. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And in other severance package news, General Motors CEO Rick Wagoner will retire August 1st with a pension and benefit package worth about $10 million. That is half what the company said his package was worth last year. President Obama ousted Wagoner in the spring as the government guided GM into bankruptcy.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
As I said, President Obama today is expected to endorse the health care scheme being offered by House Democrats. One of the many challenges in the health care system is the problem of pre-existing conditions. It's hard to get health coverage if you are already sick or if you've ever had a major surgery, even if you donated an organ. I'm joined by Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus. Good morning.
Hi there.
If I donate an organ, do I then have a pre-existing health condition?
What's interesting is you just asked a very simple question to which you'd think there'd be a very simple answer, and yet there isn't. And I went out in search of that answer to find out, because right now we all know that people with pre-existing conditions are frequently denied coverage in the individual insurance market or face much higher premiums. But what about the good Samaritans out there who maybe have given up a kidney or part of their liver or maybe even a lung? Are they going to be penalized in some way for that fairly selfless act? And when I put that to all the major insurers, the answer I got consistently was, I don't know. This suggests that anyone who has donated an organ, even if they're living an entirely healthy life afterwards, and the data says they will, they are going to perhaps face penalties in the individual insurance market.
Well, we don't want to discourage organ donation, but as you say, it is a major surgery. What's the solution?
Well, that's an interesting thing. And also the insurers say, we don't want to discourage organ donation, but if that's the case, then you have to encourage it, or at the very least, make clear you're not going to penalize it. So the solution to this is to have a policy, a very transparent policy that says, if you have been an organ donor, this will not impact your rates or access to coverage in any way. But I go a step further than that. I think if the insurers and the healthcare industry want to encourage organ donation, and they say they do, why not reward this practice by, say, a 15% reduction in your premium for 5 years, for instance, or annual wellness checks that are covered by the insurer to make sure there are no complications from their transplant?
Are there other cases where private insurers say, oh, we guarantee we'll overlook a major surgery when it comes to deciding what to charge you, whether to cover you?
No, there are no such cases. On the other hand, one could say that the potential negatives to the insurer are mitigated by the enormous positives of people feeling that there is no great risk to putting the organs on the line in helping other people, which obviously is in the interests of insurers because that's going to be helping the system more. They just need to make it clear to people that this is their goal, as opposed to saying, well, we just want to reserve the right to cut back on coverage or raise rates for people who have given up a kidney or part of their liver.
LA Times business columnist David Lazarus, thank you.
Pleasure.
In the aforementioned Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.